Hello, and welcome to Communicate to Lead, the podcast that empowers leaders and aspiring leaders to communicate with clarity and impact. I'm Kenny Belton, CEO and successful entrepreneur, and your host for today. I'm here to equip you with all the essential tools and strategies to master effective communication and lead your team to success. As the founder and CEO of The Tailored Approach, my goal is to empower you to be the best leader you can be. So sit back, relax, and join me in today's episode as we dive into the art of communicating like a true leader. If you've ever been in a situation where you've had to make a difficult decision and take quick action, but you wanted to wait until you had all the information, then you'll love today's podcast episode. We're tackling a topic so many of us struggle with, decisive action, especially as women, right? You know the drill, the nagging worry that if you make a quick call, you'll be labeled as bossy instead of bold, that pressure to always make everyone else happy, even if it means sacrificing what you know is the best course. Or something that I've gone through, the fear that one wrong decision will undermine all your hard-earned authority and credibility. Let me tell you, I've been there. I've seen brilliant women second-guess themselves, stuck in analysis paralysis while their teams wait and opportunities disappear. But I've also learned that being decisive isn't about being aggressive or uncaring. It's about having the confidence to drive things forward, to create momentum, to truly be an impactful leader. So today, we're ditching those outdated societal expectations that are not serving us. Let's help you embrace your inner powerhouse and unlock the amazing things that happen when you make quick decisions and take action with confidence. All right, let's dive into why making decisions feels so hard sometimes. For many of us, the biggest culprit is probably the fear of failure. The what if I mess up monster that looms larger than life in our minds. We get stuck imagining all the potential negative outcomes, and that fear cripples our ability to move things forward. Then there's this natural desire to be collaborative and inclusive. And don't get me wrong, gathering diverse perspectives is fantastic. But sometimes seeking input from too many people or wanting absolute consensus before taking a stand can turn into decision paralysis, diluting the impact of your leadership. So let's be honest, women particularly feel the weight of societal double standards. We're told to be nurturing, thoughtful, and careful, all great qualities. But when taken to the extreme, this fuels the constant need to overthink and overanalyze, making us doubt our own judgment. Let me tell you about a client I worked with, a phenomenal woman who had just been promoted to vice president. And suddenly, the decisions she made impacted not only her team, but the entire company. She was so worried about making a major misstep that she would get lost in research and second-guess every option endlessly. The impact of her indecision, project stalled, her team got frustrated because they couldn't get clear direction, and that ultimately undermined everyone's confidence in her as a new senior leader. Remember, indecision masquerades as caution. It feels safe in the moment, but longer-term consequences for you and your team can be far more damaging than occasionally making a less-than-perfect decision. But here's the good news, because I love good news. Here's the good news. Decisiveness is a muscle we can flex and strengthen. It's what drives things forward. When leaders make clear, timely calls, teams feel empowered and projects gain momentum. And by the way, that's also how we gain clarity. We get clarity by making decisions and taking action, even if we don't have all the information. When we take action, we eventually get clarity. Morale improves because people trust their leader is steering the ship. And most importantly, being decisive allows you to respond quickly, seize opportunities, or tackle problems head on. It creates this incredible buzz, the energy of, we've got this. And that can be so incredibly motivating. Let me tell you about a time I saw this in action, and it was inspiring. I was consulting with a company where decision-making was agonizingly slow. Their market was shifting rapidly, and they were constantly playing catch-up. We worked with the leadership team to instill a more decisive mindset, helping them develop rapid assessment tools and streamline their decision-making processes. What happened next was amazing. Not only did they launch products faster to meet the changing market, but the whole team felt a newfound sense of energy. People were suggesting improvements and taking calculated risks. It was like a weight had been lifted. And this shift towards decisive action was absolutely instrumental in transforming the entire company. So that is the power of decisive action. We cannot take it for granted. Okay, we all want to be more decisive, but knowing you should do something is actually different from doing it. That's where the CLEAR framework comes to the rescue. It's a simple guideline to streamline decision-making, helping you conquer those moments of self-doubt and analysis paralysis. And the reason why I love this framework and why I teach it to my own client is because it balances careful thought with timely action. Let's break it down. Again, CLEAR. So the C stands for clarify the situation. Before you get lost in options and opinions, gain absolute clarity on the problem at hand. Ask yourself, what exactly needs to be decided? Why is this decision important? Zeroing in on the core issues prevents you getting bogged down by unnecessary details. You really want to focus on the core. What's important? Why is it important? What do we need to do? By when do we need to do it? That's C. L in CLEAR, list the options. This is your brainstorming phase. Go for quantity over quality. Aim for a wide range of potential solutions, even some slightly outside the box. This helps you avoid tunnel vision and forces you to consider different approaches. The goal in this stage or phase is to break free from that feeling of having only one or two obvious choices. So the more options you have, the better. E in CLEAR, engage others and evaluate the risks and benefits. The first one, engage others. Remember, decisive doesn't mean doing it all alone. Consult two or three trusted people. Consult your mentor, a colleague, your team. Get their input quickly in short, targeted conversations. And I want to emphasize quickly. Don't get lost in the conversations. Do it quickly. Choose two to three people that you want to consult and choose a time frame. How quickly will you have the conversations with them? This will give you different viewpoints and strengthen your final decision. And then evaluate the risks and benefits as part of the E in CLEAR. What are each option's potential pros and cons? Be realistic, considering both the immediate and long-term impacts. But don't get obsessed with what could go wrong. Weighing the downsides against the potential upsides helps you keep things in perspective. So focus on the balance. A in CLEAR, act decisively. Now for the most exciting step, take action. Choose the option that best aligns with your goals and commit to it fully. Remember, sometimes it's better to take imperfect action than to endlessly delay while striving for some imaginary perfect solution that you will probably never find or that doesn't exist. So here's what you want to focus on. Looking at all my options, after weighing the positives and negatives, which one am I going to go with? And then I'm going to take action. The R in CLEAR, reflect on the decision. This step is where the magic of improvement happens. Take time later after making this decision, after some time has gone by. Was the outcome what you expected? What worked really well? What would you tweak for the next time? This kind of deliberate reflection will help you refine your decision-making skills over time. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at making decisions. Whatever you do, don't skip steps, but don't let any step in the CLEAR framework, none of these steps should become a time suck. The more you practice CLEAR, the more natural it becomes. And soon you'll find yourself making those tough choices with ease and confidence. And some bonus tips, because I wouldn't leave you with simply a framework to set you up for success with the framework. One, start by using the CLEAR framework for lower stakes decisions to build your confidence. Two, set a deadline for each step of the process to prevent you from getting stuck or being sucked into too many stuff at any one stage. So if you're looking at CLEAR, take some time and ask yourself, how long will this take? So when you're looking at the five different phases, how much time do you have? The quicker you do it, the quicker you will get to action, the quicker you will get to momentum, the quicker you will get to clarity. Okay, you've made your decision using the CLEAR framework, but your job isn't done yet. Now that you've made a decision, now that you know which action you would like to take, you need to communicate that decision effectively to your team. And how you communicate your decision can be a huge difference. Here's the thing. People don't just want to be told what to do. They want to understand the reasoning behind it. So whether it's a team meeting or an email that you send out to your team, be clear and concise. Explain the why to promote buy-in and trust. Anticipate any concerns your team might have and address them upfront. Be open to questions. That will show that you're confident in your choice, but also willing to listen. And remember, once the decision is made, maintain a firm stance. There's a difference between decisiveness and stubbornness. You can listen to feedback without endlessly wavering. And finally, lay out the next steps. What action needs to be taken to make this decision a reality? Who will be doing what? Who will report to whom? How will we understand that all the actions have been taken? Be really clear and communicate that to your team. And here's a quick note on communication style. Be confident, not aggressive. Use clear language that leaves no room for misinterpretation. Don't start with, I think we will do this. Maybe we will try that. Be very clear and specific. I encourage you to actively listen to questions and offer thorough responses. Remember, communication is a two-way street. And even when the decision is not negotiable, making your team feel heard goes a long way. And if you'd like to strengthen your active listening skills, go check out episode 27 of this podcast called Active Listening, a Leader's Essential Skill. You can thank me later. So how do you actually become more decisive? Here are a few tips. Set time limits. I've talked about this. Don't let any one of those steps in CLEAR become a time suck. Give yourself a CLEAR deadline for decisions. This will prevent you lingering in doubt land. Gather information, but don't overdo it. Be informed, absolutely, but there's a tipping point where more research simply delays action. It's not being helpful. I encourage you to trust your gut. You've honed your experience and expertise. Use your intuition, but back it up with a CLEAR framework. What is your gut telling you once you've gone through the different steps of CLEAR? And finally, expect some wrong calls. Yes, if you remember nothing else from this episode, expect some wrong calls. Expect some wrong decisions. Expect that not all actions will work out. And it's perfectly okay not to be perfect. The key is learning from those less than ideal outcomes and improving over time. Finally, here's your challenge for this week. Pick one small decision you've been putting off and go through the CLEAR process. Make it happen. You'll be surprised how quickly it boosts your confidence. So if you need to come back to this episode, take a pen and paper, write down the CLEAR framework, make sure you have some notes under each one of the steps, go ahead and do that. And then pick one decision. What's one small decision you can work with to help you get used to the framework and to help you start gaining confidence in your own decision making and taking decisive action. You'll be surprised how quickly this boosts your confidence. Okay, so let's recap. Decisive action is a leadership superpower. Embrace it, ditch the fear of being wrong, and move things forward. Use the clear framework to make smarter decisions and always communicate your decisions with clarity. Thank you so much for joining me on Communicate to Lead today. If you loved this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps others find the show and it helps me know which episodes you absolutely love and what you want to know more of. For more tips and resources, go check out my website, which you can find a link in the show notes, or follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. All the details are in the show notes. Until next time, my friend, I'm Keely, reminding that great communication is the foundation of inspiring leadership. Keep learning, keep growing, and remember to communicate to lead.